and changes are nothing new, even on BBC local radio. Listen to this from this week 38 years ago.
And now I'm very sorry to say that BBC Radio Birmingham is closing down. Yes, we're closing down, and we're closing down for good. But tomorrow, Radio WM takes to the airwaves with all your favourite programmes and presenters. And, of course, it'll be louder and better than ever. That's Radio WM, the sound of local radio for the 1980s, in tune with the West Midlands, from 6:30 tomorrow morning, with Alan Dedicote bringing you all the news and, of course, lots of information as well.
Radio WM.
It was all a bit odd. One day we were Radio Birmingham, the next we were Radio WM.
Radio WM!
And that American call sign kind of thing was brand new to British radio. Nobody really understood it. Whenever they said WM, they always added the words West Midlands. But it felt like we were pioneering.
You're a part of it, we're a part of it. When you listen to us, that's just the start of it. Let's get closer together.
The start of BBC WM this week in 1981. Another station which was to change its name in due course was this one.
As the great man said, this is my truth, tell me yours. Let this music speed through the geography, crisscross the rain-ravaged rivers and wild winds of our tiny, massive country. This is a liberation transmission. This music welcomes all skins, all voices, all languages. For music bridges all divides. This new comfort in sound, this new beginning. So God show me magic. Thank the Lord we're Welsh. Creation, inspiration, a new generation. Maybe tomorrow, the local boys and girls of the future will make their own Design for Life.
Do check out that whole launch, actually. It's beautifully done. XFM launching in South Wales this week in 2007. It's now Nation Radio. From Wales to Scotland, which at last got its fully-fledged national BBC station this week in 1978.
Well, this is a gala night for radio. In fact, a new era of broadcasting in Scotland started today with the birth of Scotland's first national radio station, the new Radio Scotland on 370 metres and VHF. And tonight, here in the arena of Glasgow's Kelvin Hall, we celebrate our opening night.
You could almost get anything on Radio Scotland at the time because it was all new. And so we got things like Beat the Band on the air, which I don't think you'd get on now. It was a four-piece band. Somebody would phone up and say, I want to beat the band. Can they play this? Give a title. If the band could play it, and they would play, if they couldn't play it, they would play something that sounded like the title or make a pun on the title or something like that. If they couldn't play it, the punter had to sing the song, and then they won a tiny prize. It wasn't worth winning at all.
Well, now, here's our first contestant.
Now for a few in-jokes.
Yes, to beat the band, first contestant to beat the band is Eric Cowley.
Hey, Eric Cowley, went you woo for
Hello, Eric.
Hi, Tony.
Hello.
Oh, I used to know your brother, Morris Cowley.
He died a few years ago.
Oh, yes, he's not in production anymore.
No.
Eric, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Crockford, actually. The song is The Difference Mavis Made to Me.
The Difference Mavis Made to Me?
Well, the Navy's Made.
The Navy.
The Navy.
Oh, so
the nice girls love us. Tug it.
The start of Radio Scotland, which had just been Radio 4 opt-outs until this week, 41 years ago. Alan Freeman's voice was one of radio's most distinctive. Heard on The Light Programme, Radio 1 and 2, Capital and Virgin, Alan died this week 13 years ago.
And I think you can say the very same of Barclay James Harvest.
I'm extremely lucky. I started in 1952 back in Tasmania. I did a year there to get some experience. Then I came back to the mainland and joined a station called 3KZ.
Yeah.
Brighter Broadcasting Service, where I worked for 4 years. I was then 29, and I thought, if I'm going to see the other side of the world, I really better start thinking about, seriously, about doing it now, because if I don't, I probably will settle into middle age and stay here and never get outside of Melbourne. So, of course, I made the trip with no prospects whatsoever.
And when you came to England, of course, you really became one of the famous disc jockeys. There were only really about three or four famous disc jockeys.
Yes, Pete Murray, David Jacobs, Jimmy Savile, and me. We were called the Big Four.
And how many more years do you think you could go on? Like another 30?
Well, I'm a great believer in you retire when they screw you down.
I'm sorry? And what does that mean exactly?
And put you in the earth or in the incinerator. And until then, you keep going. As I've now been going 45 years, Stephen.
Yeah.
And they haven't found that as yet.
But you see, your style is copied, but there's only one Fluff Freeman.
And after a few spins, lots of magic there from Lindisfarne, and it's called All Fall Down. And it's Big of the Pops now with Archie Dell and the Drells.
Alan Freeman, who died this week in 2006. Radio 1 and Radio 2 used to share some programming.
On Radio 1.
Radio 1 and 2 on this Wednesday afternoon. Good afternoon to you all.
This week, in 1977, the networks prepared to split their afternoons at last.
This is Wednesday afternoon, and you're listening to Ed Stewart on Radios 1 and 2. And, of course, next week, Tony Blackburn and David Hamilton will be going their separate ways. Tony on Radio 1 and David Hamilton on Radio 2. So these last days of joint broadcasting just slip sliding away. Three more days to go. Today, Thursday and Friday, and then it's each for each other.
No more Everybody. Shared afternoon programmes on Radio 1 and 2 after this week, 42 years ago. I wonder how today's Radio 1 listeners would react to Steve Wright. So, with Ralph Bernard resigning from GCAP 12 years ago...
It became too difficult to carry on for me. I wasn't enjoying it. Internally, I was fighting battles the whole time.
The death of the World at One's Nick Clarke 12 years ago.
Welcome to Tring in Hertfordshire, sometimes said to be further from the sea than any town in England.
The end of the Voice of Peace 26 years ago.
From somewhere in the Mediterranean. Peace, love, and good music. The Voice of Peace is your voice. 24 hours a day.
And a fascinating report published this week 26 years ago by the Henley Centre, commissioned by radio's regulator and its trade body. It argued that transferring Radio 1 to the commercial sector would have a negative impact on existing commercial stations, particularly Virgin and Atlantic. It said a privatised Radio 1 would be immensely profitable, generating £53 million in revenue, but the total radio revenue cake would only grow by £22 million. Hold those thoughts. Everything comes full circle in the end. Those are this week's Radio Moments.